This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so this is very interesting. They say that if you want to move, all right, to be with your loved one and leaving everything behind, the reality, unfortunately, could make you more and more miserable. And the reason why I say this is now the Valentine's is over. Many of you guys have promised to go away with somebody, drop everything and leave them. And it's so romantic. You see that in the movies, to just leave everything behind. You know, for those of us that are romantics at heart and risk takers, the idea is just, you know what, I love you so much, I'm going to drop everything and flee. For people practical like me that don't like to take risks, oh, hell to the no. I like to have plan A, B, C. I just couldn't do it. I couldn't just leap off, into somebody's arms expecting them to catch me. And you guys have seen me. I'm not very easy to catch. But a 2015 InterNation study showed that among all types of, I guess, couples, the group that moved for love was the least happy. Most of such quote-unquote trailing spouses, as they're commonly known, are women. But men are increasingly following their wives abroad. And there was an increase in homosexual couples living abroad as well. The traveling spouse was the second least happy group. The differences between the two groups are small. And, for example, moving to Germany in 2005 to be with your husband. I moved for love. When he found another job in the Netherlands, I joined him there. So this is somebody who kind of wrote that they went through this and, no, they weren't any more happy. Now, personally, I think it would be cool to go to Germany and then Poland and the Netherlands. But for me, I'm very, very happy living here in Las Vegas, Nevada, where the Dr. Dahlia studios are. Las Vegas is so nice. I love being in Vegas. Now, everybody thinks there's casinos nearby and, people who are naked and dancing showgirls. Okay, you know, we have the resort corridor and the entertainment part of Las Vegas, but I mean, there's like libraries and parks and Walmart. I live near a Walmart. I'm a happy girl. As long as I got my Walmart and now we got a Chick-fil-A and a Cracker Barrel, I'm snug as a bug in a rug. So apparently the study found that despite their unhappiness, traveling spouses were quite satisfied with their lives, except in one critical area, money. While most of the spouses were happy with their general financial situation, their personal finances were a source of deep concern or even anxiety with the group. All right, so this is an article being reported from New York Post and Fox News, etc. And the reason why I bring this up, it's not that many of you guys are going to be falling in love or many of you already are in your relationships or you're done with love. I get that. But the holding somebody accountable for the way you feel, that's something we do as couples a lot, okay? Remember I told you when the Patriots were losing, my husband looks at me, and he leaves the living room, he stops watching the game, and he looks at me mad because I put some money on the Patriots? I put $50 on the Patriots. And, yeah, he's happy now. But, right? And, you know, this idea that your spouse, you know, I thought when you love me, you could do no wrong. Now, do I ever blame Corey for things? I blame him all the time. Anytime something goes wrong, I find a reason to blame him so I don't have to blame myself. That's what, but you know what? I'm a woman. I could do that, okay? That's what we wives like to do. But I didn't expect that from husbands. And so we very commonly, we don't like to admit it. I have no problem admitting it. I have nothing to hide. We commonly will blame other people or unfortunately resent. Now, for me as a doctor, it's very difficult because you don't get to really choose where you live. Many times as a doctor, when you go through medical school, after medical school, you have to do a residency, an internship and a residency. And there's something called a match, where you pick places where you'd like to go. But if they're already filling up, or they're not interested in you, or let's say another school matched you higher, you will go depending on where the match tells you. So it's very frustrating for medical students. And they just had their match, I believe. It's very frustrating for medical students where, you know, you want to start building roots, you want to start building patients, etc. And then you find out that you will in March be told where you're going to live now for the next 2, 3, 5, 7 years, if not the rest of your life. So here I was living in California. And I ended up matching back in Las Vegas. Yes, I'm from Las Vegas, but I went to train, went to get married in California, but I matched in Vegas. Here I'm thinking I'm going to be in California the rest of my life. That's where I was born. My head was set where this was going to be. But very happily and very fortunately, I got accepted in a Las Vegas residency. So we only had 3 months to pack up and move and start, you know, establishing our roots there. And, of course, once you do a residency, where you're at, there's a very good chance that that's where you're going to stay in practice later because, you start to make relationships with other doctors. You know who you're comfortable referring to. You meet patients, etc. But I was really nervous because my husband loved California. And would he later resent that I made him come to Las Vegas? And, you know, things like this will come up in marriages or in relationships all the time. And so if you're not the one giving everything up to move, you need to be cautious of what your spouse or your loved one is going to go through, because the resentment can. If they get unhappy and they don't know why they're unhappy, so they blame the move, right? And it had nothing to do with the move. You're the one at fault. Well, maybe they're unhappy because they gained weight. Maybe they're unhappy because their sex drive's down. Maybe they fell out of love with you. Maybe they're unhappy because they don't like their job. And they go, well, I was happier when I lived, you know, back so-and-so. Well, things change. You know, I grew up in Phoenix and I grew up in Las Vegas, and those times, they're not the same times now. So, yes, you could have been happier once, but that doesn't mean that same life still exists. Then you try to go back to that same life, and it may not exist anymore. So, one thing we don't talk about when we talk about relationships, and I talk about relationships a lot on the show, is how to avoid being resented. And how do you take out resentment? Right? And the only way to do that is to make sure that that other spouse owns part of that decision. But if it's anything beyond 50-50, like a 51-49, you could be screwed. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents
mediations can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. What is going on here? You guys need to fix your radios. For some reason, I'm not coming out as fluidly as I should be. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Mackenzie, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, this could be pretty cool for those of us that need fillings. Scientists have developed a new treatment that could fill in small cavities without needing a drill. Now, usually what they have to do is they have to numb their mouth, right? And they have to numb the part where the teeth sink in. Because if they drill into the tooth and they hit a nerve, that could be very painful. We could jump, and then the drill is going all over the place, right? I'm still scared of going to the dentist. I go, but I can't stand it. And we've talked about why cavities have to have the tooth drilled. you have a hole in your tooth. Now you have a cavity. Bacteria is getting in there. You can't just seal it up. Because if you have bacteria under a seal, they're going to just sit there and grow. It's like getting a crack in the tile and just trying to retile it. You still have that hole in there, and you have bacteria that are making that hole. That hole is going to continue, and then all of a sudden the top is going to weaken anyway. So what dentists have to do is have to drill away the cavity and make it something that, you know, in medicine, we will cut in order to create what we want. And we are going to take your hole in your tooth and make it into a hole that we could deal with, that where we could fill it, clean it out, we could fill it, make sure you don't get any future bacteria settling in there. So that's why we drill into a cavitated tooth. Unfortunately, if you hit a nerve, that can be painful. So there's a new treatment now they've come up with that may, it's scientists have developed, doesn't mean it's out there yet, so we can't get too excited. It's called resin infiltration. It involves the dentist sliding a perforated sheet between the teeth with the cavities. No drilling is required, and the procedure right now is being trialed at the University of Alabama at Birmingham. It is typically completed without the need for anesthesia. Say Dr. Augusta Robles from the University School of Dentistry said, when we develop cavities between teeth, sometimes we have to go through the tooth and we end up damaging healthy tooth structure. This new system allows us to skip drilling and helps preserve that structure. That was one issue I had because, you know, every time I get my tooth refilled, they have to drill out a little bit more. And I'm like, how much more tooth am I going to have left? So this is pretty exciting. Resin infiltration involves cleaning the cavity by pushing a gel through the perforated sheet. The tooth is then filled by pushing a liquid resin through the perforated sheet. Finally, a dental curing light is applied to the tooth to cure the resin. It is painless, and patients may be pretty excited. So the key are they getting to get to that cavity, the dentist, to clean it out? And to be able to choreograph and manipulate the way the gel's going in without drilling it. If they can clean out the cavity or ensure a way that any bacteria not cleaned out won't survive because this resin will basically end up killing them, then we may not have to go through the whole drilling process. It's very cool. They say resin infiltration is only possible in between teeth or on smooth surfaces where there are small cavities. Cavities that are large or on top of teeth will not suit this type of treatment as the liquid resin cannot build up shapes. So it's still not used for all of these, but it's cool. Remember we talked about these self-repairing fillings? These are fillings which help teeth self-repair from ongoing decay. They use a bioactive glass. This blocks cavities and repairs bacterial damage, releases minerals such as calcium and phosphate, which a tooth uses to replace what was lost during the decay and repair. And the technology was developed in London. So pretty cool stuff, because a lot of people don't want to use mercury fillings. Mercury fillings have worked for years, but many people are concerned about the mercury. They're concerned about the exposure. They're concerned about, you know, having some other effects with it. And so right now there's a big push to find non-mercury type, even though there are other types of fillings, but, you know, ways to do fillings and to make them more amenable and more acceptable to the public. So very, very cool stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. For years, we've been talking about how soccer could also cause concussions, but soccer players don't get to wear helmets. Well, researchers in another report echo the fact that a soccer player can have long-term brain damage. The research shows reports that players who head the ball may be more prone to developing dementia later in life. Now, in Europe, it's called the Football Association, and the Football Association, which deals with soccer, is looking at this more closely. Apparently, Dawn Astle, the daughter of former England and West Brom striker Jeff Astle, I hope I'm pronouncing it right. He died at age 59, suffering from early onset dementia. And she said it was obvious that it was linked to his soccer career. So the inquest into his death in 2002 found that repeatedly heading heavy leather footballs had contributed to trauma to his brain. The daughter told BBC that at the coroner's inquest, Soccer tried to sweep his death under a carpet. They did not want to know. They did not want to think that Soccer could be a killer. And sadly, it can be. So the same thing that we've been dealing with on, you know, in our neck of the woods with football and CTE, it looks like in Great Britain, they've been looking at this when it comes to football, comes to soccer and maybe even rugby. I'm not sure. She said her father was 55, physically fit, when he went to the doctor who diagnosed him with early onset dementia. But by the end, he didn't even know he was a soccer player. He didn't know. And so this chronic traumatic encephalopathy, where repeated trauma causes damage to the brain, can occur with any sort of repeated head trauma. And I believe that there was a report I saw where they recommended no more than 5 heads a game. I need to double check that, but I saw that the other day. Let me look it up real quick. Where they may slowly change the rules. Hold on a second. Heads a game in soccer. Thank you for Google, by the way. But if they later change these rules, then what can happen is, you know how when we watch football, you know, you can only, let's say, do something, I don't know what, I don't. We're dancing. All right, good. And, you know, dancing, yeah, you can also get chronic traumatic encephalopathy with dancing as well. I don't know if you guys have ever seen me dance. But, are we there? Awesome. All right, sorry, guys. Looks like my wires are all crossed. Yeah, I crossed my wires. All right, we'll move on. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. See, whenever the instruments don't like what I'm talking about, maybe they don't want the rules changed with soccer. I'm not saying to change the rules. It's like all my instruments are getting all testy. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, we're being told to take in olive oil. We're supposed to be cooking with olive oil. And, you know, well, why is olive oil so much better than any other oil? Well, many of us think, well, it's because it's Mediterranean. Right now, if anything is Mediterranean, it's hot. Right? Mediterranean diet is healthy. Olive oil is healthy. It's a kind of sexy-looking oil. Well, now, researchers think they know why olive oil is so healthy. According to Alvaro Hernais of the Hospital del Mar Medical Research Institute in Barcelona, he says a Mediterranean diet rich in virgin olive oil improves the function of your high-density lipoproteins, or your HDL, popularly known as good cholesterol. Now, remember I taught you guys what HDL, good cholesterol, does? They're kind of the sanitation department of cholesterol. They go out, they find the bad cholesterol, they bring it back to the liver for the liver to destroy. Even the liver makes cholesterol. So liver makes cholesterol, it goes out there. But then, rather than it sitting there and doing bad things, after it does whatever it's supposed to do, HDL likes to come, and if it sees a lot of extra bad cholesterol, take it back to the liver. So Mediterranean diets are rich in antioxidants, vegetables, whole grains, olive oil, and also it tends to favor lean sources of protein like chicken, fish, over red meat. Red meat is more saturated fat. So according to Dr. Hernais, our hypothesis is that these dietary antioxidants may bind to the HDL particles and protect them against different kinds of attacks. They say HDLs are more protected, and they can perform their biological functions more efficiently, and therefore they are able to remove cholesterol from arteries or contribute to the relaxation of blood vessels longer. A relaxed blood vessel allows more blood flow to get to the body parts that are needed. So, very, very cool. Take your olive oil. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Paid monitor is spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0405. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0405. Again, that's 1-800-441-0405.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So heart disease could cost the United States $1 trillion per year by the year 2035. That's a lot of money. $1 trillion. While we're trying to figure out what the hell to do with our healthcare system, this is just one disease, just heart disease. Okay? We're not talking about hemorrhoids. We haven't even included back pain, diarrhea, irritable bowel, breast cancer, prostate cancer. We're just talking heart disease. They say heart disease is increasing at a very troubling pace, according to ConsumerHealthDay.com, where costs are expected to double from $555 billion in 2016 to a whopping $1.1 trillion in the year 2035. That's according to the American Heart Association. They say our new projections indicate cardiovascular disease is on course that could bankrupt our nation's economy and healthcare system. This is according to AHA President Stephen Hauser. He's also Associate Dean of Research at Temple University in Philadelphia. By 2035, 45% of the total U.S. population, about 131 million people, will have at least one health problem related to heart disease. 131 million people. And obviously heart disease is spreading more quickly than previously estimated. Now, some of you will say, wait a second, Dr. Dahlia, the other, you know, month or few, you were doing the dance because less people were dying of heart attacks. Right? Well, okay, first of all, I always do the dance. Okay, that's just me. I'm a little jiggly. Okay, so if anything hits a microphone, that's not necessarily I'm doing a dance. It's just sometimes, you know, something hits a microphone. It's just not me. I'm just a pretty curvy chick. Right? But we have staved off a lot of deaths from heart disease using our cholesterol medication, the statins. Woohoo! Doing the dance. Loving the statins. Doing the dance. Love the statins. I know everybody's all mad. Oh, it's a pharmaceutical. It's so bad. Come on. It's a good pharmaceutical. I love the statin medications. Everybody calm down. Everybody's panties get all up in a bunch when we talk about a pharmaceutical prescription. All right. I think the statin medications do a great job, and I love the statins, and I think it helps, you know, prevent heart attack. But that's the key words here. Heart attack. Dying from a heart attack. You can still have heart disease. You can still be clogging your arteries. You have high cholesterol. You have diabetes. You smoke. You have family history. All right? You could still have heart disease. You did drugs and you caused some sort of dilated cardiomyopathy. Right? You know, you damaged your heart muscle somehow. Right? Marijuana can even damage the heart muscle. Right? That is heart disease. So even though me and my prescription pad writing statin medications, are all happy and stuff, it doesn't necessarily mean just because we're preventing heart attacks doesn't mean we're not stopping heart disease. Okay? No, that's not an argument to not use a prescription. All right? Heart disease occurs when you have more and more insult and injury to the heart. So if we're lowering your cholesterol using statin medications, maybe you'll have less artery blockage, and maybe you'll have better blood flow to the heart. But you still having high cholesterol and starting to clog your arteries, you know, that's on you, okay? That's just not me. Me and my prescription pad are doing just fine. So a lot of us could have heart disease. I could have heart disease right now, okay? We don't know. My father died of a heart attack, so I'm at risk. I'm really at risk, okay? And, you know, my boobs are really close to my heart, and with the boobs being kind of big, that's a lot of fat. So I'm by no means in the clear either, which is why when the time comes, I will be taking my statin. All right, so what does this mean for you and I? In 2015, they say 41% of the U.S. population had at least one heart-related health problem, meaning high blood pressure or diabetes. So 41.5% of the U.S. population. That includes kids. Doesn't include your pets. But 41.5% of the U.S. population had at least one heart-related health problem. That means if you look at adults, the majority of us have either high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, or all three, or smoke, or whatnot. The American Heart Association's previous projections underestimated the impact of America's ongoing obesity epidemic. That too, obesity, lack of activity. And they are finding surging rates of obesity and type 2 diabetes in younger adults. They say the aging of the baby boomer generation, the baby boomers, and the little babies, they're not babies, the baby boomers, also plays a large role in this projected increase in heart disease. They say right now at age 24, your risk of heart disease is just 20%. But by 45 years old, that person now has a 50% risk of heart problems. So it doubled. So they say more than 123 million Americans by the year 2035 are going to have high blood pressure. 24 million will have coronary heart disease. More than 11 million will have had a stroke. 11 million of us by 2035 will have had a stroke. 9 million will have had congestive heart failure, which we've talked about. It's where the heart doesn't pump, and it starts to fail in its purpose, heart failure. And then more than 7 million will have atrial fibrillation, which is a dangerous heart rhythm disorder that can put you at risk for strokes, as well as heart attack. So we have a problem here. United States is going to spend $749 billion in direct medical costs treating heart-related diseases in 2035. That's more than double. So what year is it now? 2017. So we're talking 17 years from now. And I know, you know, we used to in the past go, 2035, man, my grandchildren aren't even going to be around by then. So we're talking 17 years from now. So if I'm right now on my, if I'm 20 right now, okay, that means when I'm 30, 37, I'm going to be dealing with this. Oh, I'm going to be old by the year 2035. Oh, my gosh. So, some of you have many times emailed me and said, look, let's finally go to public option. Hey, let's finally get rid of private health insurance and have the government provide a plan just like they do in Canada, just like they do in Europe. And to that, after I finish gagging, I usually write back saying hell to the no. Do you think we have enough tax dollars coming in to support $749 billion in direct medical costs treating heart-related diseases? That's all we're talking about. We're just talking about heart-related diseases. Now, yes, a heart-related disease could also include kidney issues, could include neuropathy, et cetera. So, you know, but we're still not talking about, all the other medical issues, inflammatory bowel disease, colon cancer, prostate cancer, right? Breast cancer. That number doesn't even include that. So before any of you promise that the government will take care of everything if we just vote somebody in who will make our medical system, you know, socialized, stop and think for a second. All right? Now, in other countries, they don't seem to have the disparity of people not paying taxes to people to paying taxes. All right? In other countries, they don't really let you get out of your taxes as easily as we do here. Alright? If you want to pay less taxes, you don't work. It's the easiest, it's the biggest long-running joke in America. If you don't want to pay taxes in America, you don't work. Don't have a job. Go on unemployment. Get welfare. Now, many people don't want that. They don't want to live like that. But there's a lot of people that do. And so all those people that are doing it that way are putting money into the system. Yet they will be taking money out of the system, obviously. We all will. Right? This $749 billion includes you, me, everybody. So how do you get more people to pay taxes? Well, you get them to work. Right? You have them work. You make jobs. Right? Rather than them collecting, like, what was it? Tsarnaev, Boston Marathon bomber, for 2 years sitting home collecting welfare. 2 years. And this guy was supposed to be a weightlifter or a wrestler. He had muscle. What kind of a job? Why was he on this? Why was he not working? And he was planning and plotting to kill Americans on our dime. So we have some major issues coming around the bend when it comes to health care. And for those of you trying to push for us to go to a system like Great Britain, I'm telling you that that may work in Great Britain, but it may not work for a country like ours where we have half the country not paying taxes. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert
expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at DrDahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to DrDahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC. DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, if you have colon cancer and you smoke, not a good combo. They say current smokers diagnosed with colorectal cancer are more likely to die from it than former smokers who quit or people who never tried cigarettes to begin with, according to a study. And colon cancer, you don't want to mess with. This is something that killed both sides of my family, various people on both sides of my family, which means my colon is being watched under a microscope. I got telescopes and microscopes and everybody kind of watching my colon. Music coming on. Yeah. Why is there music? Why is there music going on? It's so pretty, though. We have all this fancy. This is crazy. Wow. All right, because you're coming in perfectly. All right, you want me to try? Okay, that's so weird because nothing's changing on my end. All right. All right, guys, we're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. I apologize. We want to give you guys some lovely music. I think some of you guys are still in Valentine's Day mode, so you could sit there and, you know, have some romantic music. But let's get back to the colon, all right? Research has examined five-year survival odds for 18,000 people diagnosed with colorectal cancer and found current smokers were 14% more likely to die during the study period than those who had never smoked. The effect was seen mainly among smokers treated with surgery but no chemo, who were 21% more likely to die. So they don't know how smoking causes colorectal cancer, but it can make, obviously, your prognosis worse. Now, what are risk factors for colon cancer? Having a family history of colon cancer, smoking, being obese, eating foods high in nitrates. Nitrites could put you at risk. But for the most part, we don't know why you just decide, out of the blue, a healthy person, to start, you know, having colon cancer. Now, somebody had asked me about the HPV virus. And the HPV virus has been linked to anal cancer and rectal cancer. The HPV virus is a virus that can cause cervical cancer in women. It can cause throat cancer. It can cause anal and rectal cancer. We don't believe that colon cancer is caused by HPV, but I'm sure it's being entertained as a thought. Worldwide, each year, around 750,000 of new cases of colorectal cancers are diagnosed, with about two-thirds developing in the colon. They say for the current study, researchers examined cancer registry data for patients diagnosed with colorectal cancers in Ireland from 1994 to 2012, and most patients were at least 55 years old at the time of diagnosis. So for those of you going, well, wait a second, I don't want to get a colonoscopy till I have to, so I guess what, wait till I'm 50? Some of you guys should be getting them in your 40s. If you have a family history of colon cancer, you need to be getting it earlier. And if you have any blood in your stool, or bleeding hemorrhoids, or bowel changes, or bloating, you need to be looked at for colorectal cancer. So, most of these patients were 55 at the time of diagnosis. 13% were younger than 55. Now, 35% of the patients were older than 75. And they say overall 3,500 patients, or 20%, were current smokers. And another 4,100 were former smokers. All right. And then they kind of go on to some more of statistics, but they say that 7,400 people died of cancer in this case study. So for those people that smoke, obviously they don't do as well. When it comes to breast cancer, when it comes to lung cancer, when it comes to skin cancer. So for those of you that still smoke, please, if you could stop. Okay, we've talked about ways to stop, but I think we're going to revisit that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So if you have an apple-shaped body, this is a sure way for you to get diabetes. They say people who are genetically predisposed to storing belly fat or have an apple-type shaped body could be at higher risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. The study in the Journal of the American Medical Association suggests that your genetic makeup may cause health problems down the road. And we've seen people. Well, I've seen where the kids just look like their parents and the parents look like their parents. And you see the body types. And many of them are dieting and they're exercising. And unfortunately, they have to work maybe 7 times as hard as somebody else that doesn't have that body shape. But when you put fat in your belly, we call it abdominal adiposity, and then a little bit on your hip and thighs, the more abdominal fat, the worse it is. All right, so how do you cut back this abdominal fat? And I know there's products out there, et cetera, but what we teach in medicine is you got to lose the weight. If you lose the weight, the fat will naturally fall. Now, true, doing abs, making sure you're doing exercises that work on the core help. But your fat will be deposited however it's genetically predisposed to. So if you have certain gene variants, like they found in this study, there's 48 gene variants associated with waist-to-hip ratio. Now, for me, I got some big hips. I got some, what is it? Fat bottom girls, right? Fat bottom girls, you make the go around. Anyway, I got a big tushy. So for me, I don't have the apple shape. I have more of the, I don't know if it's pear. Would it be pear? No, because, okay, up top, okay, yeah, trust me, there's no pear shape to that. So I don't know, I think I would be two pears connected, right, at their stem. That's probably my body shape, or hourglass. Okay, that's even better. I have an hourglass figure. Very sexy. Yeah. Now, I could still be at risk for type 2 diabetes, too. Okay, your boobs are made of fat. Your butt is made of fat. All right, so my fat will deposit wherever it wants to. And, yes, it's depositing around the stomach. I got love handles now. Love handles. Why the hell do I have love handles? All right, no one's holding on to them, but apparently I have love handles. So genetically, you are going to deposit fat, and then environmentally, the more you eat, the less you burn off, the more you're going to deposit. So these are things that we need to really be on top of. And so for those of you that, you know, do find yourself, unfortunately, you know, behind the eight ball with this and at risk, you got to start losing weight. And not rapidly, all right? You got to lose weight methodically and systematically so that the weight sticks. You try to lose weight super quick, like having a, stomach flu, you gain the weight right back. And I've told you guys about that. Let's say you gain 5, 10 pounds because you have the stomach flu. And then you go, wow, okay, if I could just keep this weight off, and before you even finish that sentence, that weight is back up to your original weight. And you're like, how? How did I gain 10 pounds in an hour or two? This makes no sense. Well, the reason why you gain the weight back is because your body has two choices. One is to reset everything to your new weight, cardiac output, hormones, hypothalamus, pituitary triggers. You know, it could reset everything, or it could just bring back your weight to a set point. And your body knows a set point. If you lose the weight methodically, it gives the body time to adjust. So if you lose, let's say, a couple pounds a month, right, that's a very gradual process. Your body has a chance of getting used to that, right? Then you can try to lose another few pounds. If you notice your body's kind of liking it, you're upping your metabolism, you're exercising more, you got to be careful, because when you start to exercise more, many times your metabolism slows. Right? So a lot of you that start exercising going, wait a second, I'm not losing weight, I'm gaining muscle. So I'm not losing the weight as quickly. Yes, you may be gaining muscle, but the big thing that's happening is your body's like, whoa, 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 whoa. Okay, she has a lot more energy expenditure, so we better hold on to some of these calories. What you need to do is you need to convince the body that you're getting enough calories, right, healthy calories, and that it doesn't have to slow down metabolism. And once you win, you start to lose weight. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Rebel. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern waterproof wood look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.